suicide there too, but he didn't come back to us there. It was just called over to him there. So maybe on the next go around there, Henry will be near the radio. VA3HRY. Anyways, go ahead, Pierre. Say hello to everyone. A few others joined us there. A couple others. So back to you, V5 Alpha Lima, V5RJM in the group.
Yeah, Roger, that's Randy. Well, I was a QRU, so I was on the a different kind of node. And remember that node I gave it to you this morning? It doesn't work. They said on my QSO1, nothing matched. But I found a trick on the QSO1. If you want to see all repeater in Quebec City, you just print VE2. That's it. Nothing else. Just picture equal to and search and boom. And you got all the repeater you want in Quebec City. I found that little trick. Huh. That's amazing. That'll work very well. Back to you.
Yeah, it'd be actually all the repeaters that show up in Quebec there with the E2. So yeah, you can pick and choose which one you want to connect to. And well, that number that you give me here, you know, it's a good chance that it might be an Echolink node number. You might want to try that, or actually go on to repeater book. And you can search for IRLP or Echolink or All-Star nodes and see if it comes up on the list, that number. And imagine there'll be a good list there to go to. So that's kind of the step that I would take there, Pierre, is use repeater book and do a search for say in your case,
node 5 1 2 5 3 7 timer,
show you where they're connected to and that sort of thing, and they give you a map there as well and all that, so that way you know you're for sure getting into the correct number there for the node, for the mode that you're using. So yeah, that's why it might not be connected for you, because it might be an Echolink node number, not an All-Star. But anyways, glad you figured that out there for yourself, and that's awesome. And I do have a question with QSO1. I didn't know about that, and that's how I usually search. It's just you put the prefix of the call sign in for the province there, and then I go through it, and then they all come up there, so that's how I usually do my searches. But anyways, I know where you put your favorites there, how you put it in a favorite there, but I don't know where they store the favorites. You know, once you highlight that star beside the node number, whereabouts do you get your favorites list there? I tried all the shortcuts there that I could see, but none show up as the favorites list. Where's that located, Pierre? Back to you. V5 Alpha Lima, V5RJM.
Well, I have the same problem too, and I put I highlight my star just on the left side to the red end phone or whatever. And, no, I can't say the same thing. But I would like to call Colin. I know Colin, he did that. You remember? And I would like to know why is that stupid thing. I have the same problem just like you. I try to find out to Maybe I check on the YouTube. Where is that stupid thing? I try I press the letter star. It looks like blue, right? Should be there. But when I turn off my USO1 or whatever, put back on, I look at this and I can find you, your code number 519394. Well, I just need to put the V5RJM. I scroll down and no, I don't know what's the trick on that thing, but I think I'm going to check on the YouTube. How do you do that? Of course, I delete the phone call for Colin. I don't know what happened. I don't know if you're okay to give it to me, that phone number, if you want. But he did for me before, but if you want to do that for me, just text me or email me or whatever. Back to you, Randy. And good morning, Paul. I will be back to you later.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a contact list for our club members. And it doesn't have their addresses on it, but it does have, because you need member access to get more information there on each member, but it does have their phone number listed, so, and their call sign and name and location. So I'll send you that membership list of ours, and it'll help you out there with having some contact information there to our club. So, and I have no problem in doing that. It's kind of public knowledge there anyways. So that's just fine. But yeah, it's usually I send those out updates and everything for that to our club members, and they get regular emails, you know, from me with updates and so forth. So, well, it's coming down hard here now. It's raining hard here in Kenora. It just started here about 5 minutes ago. So, oh yeah, she's coming down real good here. Straight down, no wind. A little bit of a breeze, I guess. So I see some of the trees moving a bit there, but not too bad. But the rain's coming down pretty good. Nothing like yesterday, our rain, where it was drizzle here, drizzle there. This is coming down in buckets here. Back to you. And I'm going to pass it over to Paul there. So he's not freezing cold in the wind there. So hopefully they got a nice day out there and they don't have any rain out there. I think they got enough BE3, IFC, BE5RGM. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. It poured down rain yesterday, heavy, and a bit more rain today, it looks like. But I don't want to hold it. Go back to Pierre, because you guys are in the middle of something, so I'll stand back, and back to you, Pierre, VE3IFC.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Yeah, so, Randy, yeah, send me that phone number to Colin on my text message, if you don't mind. I had one before, but I deleted it by mistake. I don't know what happened. Anyway, so, I tried to save, to look on the priorities and everything. Nothing show up, and I tried to save your call sign and the note number, and, you know, and I turned off my QSO1, I put back in, looking for your call sign. It's not there. What the hell? So, I don't know. So, let's figure it out. No problem. Anyway, I have a question for you, Wendy. If you look, QSO1, just below your call signs on the screen, you have two options there. You have DTT and DCMS. So, what's the difference between them? Those guys, back to you.
Yeah, the 5RGM returning. Well, DTMS is you're sending codes, like to turn on a repeater or turn off a repeater, etc. So, don't go on there. Don't go on the DTMS because you won't have any voice. It'll come over as a tone for the numbers that you're going to key in on your keypad there. So make sure it's always on push to talk, PTT, and you're good to go. So that's something you don't need to worry about, Pierre. So unless you make shortcuts and stuff like that, and you know the turn off and turn on codes and other DTMF messages that you can send to the repeaters and the controllers to do various different things. So sometimes
node 5 1 2 5 3 7 timeout
star 9 1 or something like that, and it will come up and give you a weather report. So there's different things that a person could set up to use that DTMF. But us being on a linked system, there might be another repeater with a similar code, and you could be doing something that you're not aware of, turning on something or turning off something. So make sure you stay on PTT and leave that DTMF alone there, Pierre. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. That's what I am right now. PTT. No, I don't want to. I didn't try it before. I don't want to touch this DTMF at all. Nope. So anyway, yeah, I think you're right. That those number I gave it to you this morning, I think they only for EchoLink. So I tried on the QSO1, and it says on my screen, not the number is not matched. So I think you're right. So I probably figured out on the EchoLink later this morning. Well, it is what it is. No problem. Well, maybe Paul is over there. Good morning, Paul. The E3ISC, the 5AL. Back to you, Paul.
Well, good morning, Pierre. Again, I want to say what a wonderful way to start the day, talking to two good guys at the same time. That is two brothers. That's amazing. I got a big smile on my face right from one ear right across to the other ear. So thank you. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Pierre. And sounds like you boys are having fun with those QSO1s. I'm going to have to get in the game here somehow. Pierre, you told me I could just go to the Bell store and get a free phone, but they don't work that way here. I need $600 or $700 or $800 or $900. I don't know. They don't give phones away free here. You've got a plan and all that stuff. You've got to pay for the plan, but then you've got to pay for the phone too. So I don't have much money, Pierre. So I got to wait my turn, I guess. Maybe there'll be a special deal for Christmas or something, and I can get in on that QSO game. But anyway, you guys are having fun, so that's good. Back to you, Randy. WE3, India, Foxtrot.
Yeah, the 5RJM returning hits in the group here. Yeah, fine business there.